We are joined right now by a veteran forward, Jared Davis, off to a very good start on the season, averaging 5 points a game, 5 goals, 10 assists, 15 points in the 3 victories. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jared, I know I talked to you when you got traded from Rochester a few years back. Last year, you didn't seem to be as involved in much in the offense as you are this year. Is it simply, you know, you're a guy who is getting more touches without Ryan Ward on that side of the floor?
Yeah, that's a part of it. I think I'm getting myself a little bit more involved, just the way that the offense is running through me a little bit on that right side. Ryan likes to have the ball in his stick, and so do I. So I guess with one less guy, there's a little bit more ball to go around.
Mark Matthews, obviously he's off to a great start, as are you, as is the entire offense. But you know, what differences have you seen early from him in his second year than you saw even last year, where he's the rookie of the year?
You know what? I think the most impressive thing about Mark is that first game he got off to, he was he had no goals and 3 assists, which is a terrible night for Mark's standards. But he started making a couple hustle plays for us. He was going for loose balls and really battling when the game was on the line. And I think that just shows his maturity and how much he wants to win this year. So the points, they come easy for him. But to see him going that extra mile, he's such a leader on the team. He doesn't wear an A or anything, but he's really who we look up to on offense. So that was just great for us from the first game to let us know that our best players can be our hardest worker as well.
Jaron, I look at your shot total. It's actually quite low compared to some other guys in the league who score goals. Does that just mean you're more selective with your shots?
I try to be, but at the same time, I know who our shooters are, and Mark and Zach love to rip the ball, and they have great shots. And on the right side, we have Churchy and Curtis and Riley Lowenson shooting the ball great, and same with Corey. So really, I just I think percentage-wise, it's probably better for them to take the shots. If the shot's there for me, I try to take it, but I'm usually looking to feed a little bit more than I am to shoot.
Jared Davis joins us. Rush taking on the Stealth tomorrow night in Vancouver. Jared, the power play is rolling. You guys started the season, I think you scored on your first 6 power plays, you know, almost unheard of, and really a lot of tick-tack goal type of scenarios, a great ball movement, and you've really been one of the focal guys. Talk about the power play, what's working well.
Yeah, I think you could kind of hit it on the nail there, but it's just unselfishness. You know, obviously, Mark draws a lot of attention, and the fact that he can give the ball up to guys and they're putting the ball in the back of the net is huge for us. But we're still lethal at every aspect. Even our crease guys are really making guys draw out. So the unselfishness and the fact that we have 5 different weapons is huge for our power play, and that's why we've been so successful.
You know, in lacrosse, is there a lot of diagramming on the power play, or do you guys kind of ad-libbing just trying to get an open shot?
Yeah, you know what, we kind of start out with a play or some kind of formation set in mind, usually just to get the defense spread out, and obviously if it looks there, we'll take it. But then the last kind of 9 seconds, if it doesn't work, it's kind of a freelance, and I think that's where we've had some of our best success, and that's the hardest thing for defensive teams to kind of practice against, because you don't know what we're going to do. So with the guys, with Mark being the quarterback of it, it really draws a lot of attention to him, and he's been able to dump it off the other guys.
Jared Davis, a veteran forward for the Edmonton Rush, joins us. Every one of your teammates, coaches, talk about the importance of needing a good start to the season. You guys have definitely got off to that now, Jared. But you know, you were in Rochester, you know, when you guys won that championship, and you know, building a winner means that you've got to have that attitude every time. How do you ensure that this team, still pretty young, doesn't allow themselves to maybe read the press clippings, as people say, or get a little bit too comfortable in your situation 3 games into the season?
Yeah, you know, and that's really hard for us to do, and I'm guilty of it too. I've been reading it, and it's great to see you guys kind of supporting us and everyone in Edmonton, but we got to stay grounded. It's really early in the season. There's no point in getting ahead of ourselves, and I think it's really important that we start peaking at the end of the season. But what's been important for us too is that we've gotten better each game, and I expect us to be better this game and the next game after that. We have a couple of big ones coming up, but it's really where the leadership and Coach Keenan does a great job of it, keeping us, you know, pretty grounded after a big win against Calgary. He walked in the dressing room and it was kind of, you know, get over it and on to the next one, and that's our mentality. So Vancouver is our focus this week, and we're just taking it one game at a time, and we'll wait for to see what happens at the end of the season.
In the NLL, practice time is at a premium. You know, how important is it for the coaching staff to get you guys so focused when you do have that practice time to continue to grow as players and as a team?
Yeah, it's huge. It's a real disadvantage. Playing in Rochester, we've got to practice every week. All the guys are from around that area. So we really take advantage of the time we have, and sometimes flights get in the way of things and not everyone's out there. But we make sure that we get the most of it, and we do a great job. Our coaches do a great job with film before the game and shoot around we take advantage of. So I think, it was great to have those practices in Rochester, but then again, those shoot arounds were a little lackadaisical, and it really helps us focus up the day of the game because we know how important that hour on the floor is.
Now, during the, when you guys aren't together, do the coaches send you guys video to watch and say, just watch this, we've got to work on this so you're prepared? Kind of an advanced practice, I guess, advanced video for practice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, and they do that. Bubs, I can't even think of his first name right now, but Bubs, our offensive coordinator, he sends us stuff weekly, and Jammer has us watching games as well. So it's really up to ourselves to make sure that we're scouting the team, and really important, I think, to watch the game we played previously and see where we made mistakes and see where we've done some good things. But that's kind of our homework during the week. It's on us to make sure we stay in shape and stay mentally sharp. And by and large, we've done a great job of it this year as a team.
Jared Davis joins us now. Jeff McComb, your offense coach. You guys call him Bob?
Bubs.
Oh, Bubs.
I don't know where that nickname Bubs came from. It's a Kitchener thing or a Whitby thing. And Bubs, so. Jeff McComb, though, thanks for reminding me.
Obviously, for that
one. What nickname do they call Jared Davis?
Usually it's JD. I think every team I'm on, you get a nickname. In Rochester, I had about eight, but I've been told if they don't make fun of you, then that means that they don't like you. So I take any nickname that comes along, but. JD is the one on the Edmonton Rush right now.
This is your chance to let everyone know you had a great nickname. Like, I should have said my nickname is The Goods. And when everyone called out, there goes The Goods. That guy is awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll leave it up to you guys. You're the professionals there. Maybe you can give me a good nickname.
Jared Davis joins us. Quickly, Jared, break down Vancouver's defense. How do you plan to attack them? Is their strength down low? Do they box out? Are they good in the two-man game?
Yeah, they're very physical, and they kind of play a sort of pressure D traditional combo, which can get confusing sometimes, and it's almost easier if they're playing one or the other, but they're kind of in between, and we've had some trouble with that in the past. But I think really what we want to do is just make sure that we dictate the pace against them. We're not going to let them kind of control how we do our offense. We're just going to keep doing our thing, and if it's not working, I'm sure that Jeff will make some adjustments at half, and then we'll come up with a new game plan. But we want to make sure that we're not changing too much in our offense.
Well, Jared, continued success on the season. Best of luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.